With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. Voting ends at 7 p.m. tonight, so there's still time to cast a ballot. Alex Hager has more on how to vote and some results from early voting.
If you haven't voted yet, there are still a few ways to do so before the polls close. It's too late to mail ballots in, but you can still take a ballot to any one of the 24-hour drop boxes in the area, as long as it's in the box before 7 p.m. And it's not even too late to register to vote. Voter service and polling centers will be open today, and that's where you can go to register, get a ballot, and cast your vote in person right up until polls close at 7 p.m. Plenty of ballots have already been turned in since early voting opened just over a week ago. Numbers are coming in from all around the valley. Pitkin County has received just over 3,000 ballots, which represents about 24% voter turnout as of Monday evening. Garfield County has received around 8,800 ballots, which marks about 26% turnout through Monday evening. And Eagle County has received just about 6,000 ballots, which is 18.5% turnout as of Saturday night. For full details on where and how to vote today, visit our website, aspenpublicradio.org. I'm Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.
A 2016 documentary, Screenagers, Growing Up in the Digital Age, explored the impact of screen technology on kids and offered parents solutions to curb those impacts. Now, Screenagers' next chapter, Uncovering Skills for Stress Resilience, dives into how screen time can impact a child's mental health, especially when experiencing depression or anxiety, and what parents can do to help. Filmmaker Dr. Delaney Rustin says this film does something unique. It brings kids, students, parents, and teachers together to facilitate a healthy conversation and figure it out together.
Too often, we are separating kids and adults from dilemmas as opposed to coming together and really finding solutions together.
A screening of Screenagers' next chapter is being held tomorrow evening at the Crystal Theater in Carbondale at 5:30. Wolves haven't thrived in Colorado since the early 20th century, but a potential ballot measure next fall could bring them back. Yesterday, the Garfield County Board of Commissioners voted unanimously to oppose any wolf reintroduction efforts. Alex Hager has those details.
Opponents say bringing gray wolves back to Colorado would hurt hunters and livestock ranchers by introducing a threat to the animals they farm and hunt. Advocates for reintroduction say wolves would help restore natural order that was lost when they were hunted to near extinction in the 40s. Yesterday, Garfield County commissioners unanimously voted to oppose, quote, any efforts to introduce or expand the population of wolves in Colorado. Frank Daly is a rancher from Newcastle. During public comment at yesterday's meeting, he raised his concerns about wolves that get near livestock.
Not only do they kill the cattle, but they bother them, they chase them around, they stir them up.
The group petitioning to put wolf reintroduction on the ballot says it has enough signatures, which would put the decision in the hands of Colorado voters in 2020. Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.
Governor Jared Polis is traveling to India this week for a trade mission focusing on renewable energy. Scott Franz has more.
During the four-day trip, Polis will attend a renewable energy conference in New Delhi. He and a group of other state officials will also try to convince Indian companies to bring their business to Colorado. The state's Economic Development Office says India's tech industry has brought hundreds of jobs to Colorado in recent years. The trade mission is the first for Polis since he took office in January. Last month, Lieutenant Governor Diane Primavera went on another trade mission to Australia and New Zealand. I'm Scott Franz at the state capitol.
And I'm Molly Dove. Aspen Public Radio News.